From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives, Order and Chaos. This is Chapter 4, Tabula Rasa, by Megan Fitzmartin.
Lee? Lee! Where's Lee?
Where's the egg? Does this place look different to you?
Yeah, Lee was standing right there and now he's not.
It's neither night nor day.
That's bullshit.
See for yourself.
That? Is that?
The sun and the moon.
Could just be Serbia. Things are weird in Serbia.
Side by side?
My mistake. I forgot. You're an expert on everything.
Would you be serious? There's something strange going on.
Don't tell me what to do. Maybe Lee went out the door. Whoa.
I'm refraining from saying I told you so.
Your self-control is admirable. Are you thinking this is from the egg?
I told you I'm refraining.
How magnanimous of you. How do we get out of here?
What happened to the alchemist and her girlfriend?
They were never heard from... Oh. There has to be something.
We can't be stuck here.
But what if we are?
Just, you and me. Alone.
Oh.
You've been in worse situations than this.
None come to mind, Percival.
Wait, why do you insist? That's not my name. My name is Percy.
Pleased to meet you, Percy.
What do you mean?
Would you like some tea? I know how you Brits love your tea.
Come again?
I've learned how to make excellent British tea.
Michal, are you okay?
I'm absolutely excellent. But I'm not Michal.
You're...
Sarai El-Makayas. It's very nice to meet you.
You're...
I'm me?
You're the alchemist!
We won't have much in the way of introductions if you keep guessing. And it's so nice to have company.
Release Michal!
She's fine. She's pleasantly sedated and calming quite a bit. You really have a knack for riling her up, don't you? Please, sit.
You've been here all this time?
Cream? Sugar?
Does this mean there's no escape?
I'll just put in two sugars, she'll like that.
We're just stuck here.
You would not have been brought here if you did not have need of it.
I absolutely did not have any need to be trapped in a rejected Easter egg.
It was never up to you.
Well then, how'd we get out?
You're getting anxious. Have some tea.
No, I don't want any tea! Thank you, my love.
It's good to see you with a face.
Surely my old one was more fitting.
You know me, my love. I'll take you any way I can have you.
It's good to see you too. So what do you think of these two?
This one's got a power. How she's not managed to burn your body where it stands shows her true control.
Or her true feelings.
They lay much deeper than that.
Yes. This one too.
Do you think we can help them?
Do you think they want to be helped?
We have to try. Think you can manage not to fall in love with her?
There's only one soul for me. Soon.
Malazazel!
Hello, dear.
Percival?
Afraid he's a little too anxious to come to the phone right now. Marguerite Radcliffe.
Marguerite, you were...
Would you like my tea?
Is there whiskey in it?
A woman after my own heart. Best not let Sarai hear. No whiskey in the pocket dimension, I'm afraid. Haven't figured that one out yet. Sahai is a phenomenal alchemist. alchemist, but even she needs a body.
What have you done to Percy?
I'm telling a story, dear. Don't be rude.
What have you done to Percy?
Just safe. Oh, this might not be as hard as I thought.
I don't understand. How do we get out of here? Is this even...
Yes. The egg is where Sir Hyan have been this whole time. We first thought we were trapped in here, but then we realized it's better here. No one hunted Sir Hyan for her powers. I wouldn't accidentally dimension hop. And we could be together without being murdered.
Dimension hop?
It's my power, dear. Do keep up. Sir Hyan came up with the idea to create this egg, to combine our powers and establish this. A pocket dimension.
It looks like...
Like where you just came from, yes. It's been Oxford for years. This is... Well, it's a downgrade, to be sure.
And Percival?
Safe and sound and calming down. This world doesn't like anxiety all that much, so I'm just helping him. Much like, I hope you will help me.
What? How? Do you want to get out?
What? No. I've seen the world. I'm perfectly content here. No, my dear. I'd like to kiss my lover.
I'm sorry. Come again?
You see, our bodies... They've long since passed away. But our souls... The egg keeps everything here. Well, I have no real desire to leave. By God, it would be nice to hold her.
I don't... What do you need me for?
Well... Consent.
You want me to kiss you? Who is in Percy?
We would never do anything with your bodies that you're not comfortable with.
It's just a body.
No, it's not. Trust me, after not having a body for... We will not do anything you two are not comfortable with. Or with each other.
Then you will be waiting a long time.
I have been. That tea is disgusting.
Are you all right?
Of course I'm not all right. We're trapped in an egg alone with ghosts and some terrible tea.
They want us to kiss.
I'm sorry, what?
They haven't... had bodies in years. They want to use ours.
Well, the bloody one can't!
Percival...
I am not their puppet to be used and thrown around!
You're not listening!
Wait, you're not actually entertaining this idea.
They won't do it without our consent.
Excellent! They don't have it!
Do you think I'm any happier about this?
No, of course not. You wouldn't stand to be paired with a failure that is Percy Higginson White.
Would you shut up? This isn't about you.
How is kissing me not about me?
Elohim Ishmor, your ego is so beyond compare.
I'm sorry, I was under the impression you hated me. We're not doing that anymore.
No, dingus, that isn't what this is about. And for the record, I do not hate you.
I find that hard to believe.
I don't like you all the time, but I don't hate you.
Then we will not be able to give them what they want.
I will do just about anything for a good cause.
And I won't.
That has not been my experience.
Sarai?
What are you not telling her?
She... Sarai, I don't...
We have been in your thoughts. We have not done a deep dive, but... Marguerite can tell you're hiding something from this body.
Sorry, I can't. Shh.
You may think there is time here, but time plays tricks. Time is a construct. There is plenty of time and no time. You must make amends while you can.
You don't know her as well as you think. You don't know what I know.
You forget. I am inside her head. Speak truth, dear one. You know, that really is coming, like a dip in a cold pool, bracing, but...
I'm the reason you got taken back to the containment camp. Aren't I?
What?
You were angling for supporters when we first met. To help you rescue the atypicals your government had. But I was lobbying for permanent secretary and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mikhail.
Yes. You are the reason.
I tried. When we heard you were taken again, I didn't get permanent secretary that time around. But I tried everything to get you support you needed. But by the time I became permanent secretary, you had already sacrificed so much to escape. Mikhail.
I want to talk to Marguerite.
You rang.
I can't do it. Marguerite, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't.
So what will you do now?
What?
Darling, the world continues spinning.
He doesn't deserve to be forgiven.
No. But it's not him you're mad at.
He
was honest with you. Isn't that what you wanted?
It's not everything.
You must also be honest with him.
I'm the reason you didn't get the promotion. When we were there, at the convention, I needed the support. I thought I could get it. I didn't mean... And when I was trapped, all I could think was...
Michal, I'm so sorry. I've spent all these years. I'm so sorry. I need you to know how sorry I am.
I do know. And I'm sorry too. I think... Mercy, we spend so much time fighting each other and I... Maybe we got in this mess because... No, listen. We both did things for reasons we thought we were doing the right thing, but it hurt others. We hurt each other. We can do this for them. Do you consent?
I consent.
Ready, Marguerite? So I?
Ready, my love.
Forever. Lee returns.
As we always knew he would.
To the future, my love.
And to even greater beyonds.
Oh, thank God, Percival.
I take it that was an adventure.
Lee, did you...
I'm not sure I did anything. There are protocols for such events, but none of the usual tricks were taking hold. At least not so far.
How long were we gone?
About 5 days.
What?
No, that's just not possible.
Well, pocket dimensions are strange places. They can last for years or for a moment.
Have you been there, Lee?
There are more than one. So, may I ask, what shall we do with this egg?
Mikhail, whatever you... I mean... We know what it does now. We know who lives there.
I can't use the gold. Not when it's... Marguerite and Sai.
May I suggest the Order hold on to it?
What do you think?
I think...
I think that's the best idea.
Excellent. I will take good care of it. I promise.
Come on, Percy. I think we have some things to talk about.
Hello? Yes, patch me through. I'm bringing it home. Mr. Ritz will have full access to it. We will see what we can learn from it.
The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Felipe Figueroa as Lee Sandoval, Liron Emil as Michal, and Felix Trench as Percy. This episode was directed by Lauren Chippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Chippen, Jordan Cope, Brigid Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.